Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Mames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. And yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, and you can dig them too.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a Junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a Giant
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Friday night under the lights, Jake Wimberly alongside George Broadstreet and Chris Saxton. Glad to be with you on a Friday night of high school football here in the state of Mississippi. We are on MPB Think Radio in the Wendy's Giant of the Week studio. Of course, we would like to also say thanks to the Mississippi Peanut Growers and Shelter Insurance. So we're going to get to the Mississippi Sports Medicine Scores Desk here in just a second with George. And George, we got a lot of guests coming up this hour. We got Annie Costable coming up. We're also going to talk with Jason Scarborough and Carrie Metzler, as well as Randy McCoy, Brian Eubank, and our Coach's Corner. So we got
a lot to do. A
lot to do, and I want to, if we can, dive into those power rankings.
Okay.
But let's reset and see what you got on the score table.
Okay, thanks a lot. Looking at the top of the scores here, starting in 6A, South Haven tonight was a winner over Hernando by the score of 13-10. It was Madison Central 49, Murrah 21, Starkville beat Northwest Rankin 38-14. Brandon, a big winner over George County 49-7. Petal beat Oak Grove 41-37. Biloxi, a winner over Harrison Central 21-7. Hancock beat St. Martin 49-24. Sticking on the Gulf Coast, D'Iberville beat Ocean Springs 42-35. Gulfport over Pascagoula 25-6. It was Warren Central, a winner over Greenville 41-8. Clinton beat Provine 43-6. Tupelo shut out Columbus. They're now 6-0, 44-0 the final there. South Panola got a big win.
It's
they're
a summer
fifth
clear
of the year. They beat
Oxford
14-0. 5A scores, Grenada over Lake Cormorant 32-15. On Thursday night, Germantown beat Callaway 47-7. Brookhaven beat Laurel 42-35. It was Long Beach over Gaucher 48-28. Wayne County over Pearl River Central 28-14. Picayune, a big winner over West Harrison tonight 55-14. It was Hattiesburg beating Stone 62-27. North Pike 28, Wingfield 12. Forest Hill lost to South Jones. South Jones a winner 52-36. Cleveland Central over Ridgeland 45-21. West Point beat Center Hill 56-0. And on 4A scores, Kosciuszko got their first win of the year. They beat League Central 32-27. It was Mendenhall beating Newton County 40-7. South Pike beat Macomb 18-14. Forest County AHS 44. Lawrence County 31. East Central over Moss Point 56-12. It was Louisville over New Hope 48-7. Poplarville beat Greene County 54-36. Pass Christiana over Bay 34-28. 3A scores, Choctaw County got by Houston 13-12. Forest shut out Choctaw Central 56-0. Crystal Springs beat Raleigh 28-27. St. Andrews shut out McLaurin 41-0. Jefferson Davis County beat Tylertown 43-14. It was Aberdeen 50, Nettleton 7. Velma Jackson over McGee 26-3. And Columbia over Wesson 47-27. Philadelphia stays undefeated. They won their seventh game of the year, beating Southeast Lauderdale 59-15. It was Scott Central 35, Newton 12, East Union 49, Bruce 30. Madison St. Joe beat Pelahatchie 45-28. Collins edged Heidelberg 19-16. Perry Central won their seventh game of the year. They beat Richton 63-6 was the final there. 1A scores, Lumberton over East Marion 38-34. Stringer over Resurrection 45-39. French Camp beat West Lowndes 38-16. Simmons over Shaw 44-6. Hamilton shut out Ethel 42-0. And it was Nanawaya over Lake County, 56-14. Some MAIS scores, Park Lane in our peanut game over MRA, 48-27, or 47-28 was the final there. Jackson Prep, a winner over Jackson Academy, 37-7. Presbyterian Christian over Oak Forest, 42-28. Simpson Academy beat Columbia Academy, 32-26. And Hartfield got their first win of the year over Capaya, 27-17. Jake, that's kind of where we are right now.
Very nice. Some good stuff there, George. You can also go to the app, download the free app in the App Store. That would be the Google Play or iTunes Store. You can get the app and get the scores as well. Let's go to Randy McCoy, North Mississippi. Tupelo took on Columbus tonight in a big regional standoff up there in North Mississippi. Randy, how you doing this afternoon? Hey, Randy, you with us? Let's see. All right, Randy,
Hello?
Now. Hey, Randy, we got you now. How you doing tonight?
I'm great.
Randy, Tupelo.
It's a good win in Tupelo tonight.
I was going to say Tupelo. You know, everybody tonight's talking about Starkville's big win and Pearl's big win, but Tupelo continues to roll in North Mississippi, and for Trent Hammond and his crew, it seems like it's just business as usual.
It pretty much was tonight. Briefly, the scoring went like this. 3-0 end of the first quarter. 24-0 end of the second, 44-0 end of the third,
wow.
And we had a running clock the rest of the ball game.
Wow. You know, I love what Randall Montgomery's doing there. I know he lost, you know, Kylan Hill, who's playing college football right there at Mississippi State. A team that's rebuilding, I still think he's going to do big things there. But right now, Tupelo just looks to be the class in Region 1. I mean, looking down their schedule, do you see anybody? Now, obviously anything can happen on any given night, but South Haven, you know, Horn Lake, Columbus, South Panola, Oxford, DeSoto Central, Hernando, is this Tupelo's region for the taking?
Well, actually, Horn Lake is a team that's playing really, really well right now besides us. They're playing extremely well. So, you know, other than that, you never know. South Panola reeled off like 6 wins in a row last year. After a poor start, so you never know, but we're looking forward to the rest of the season. South Haven comes to our place next week. They're 2-0 in the region right now. So it'll be two teams undefeated in region play at Tupelo next week.
Well, Randy, I know that Tupelo, you know, when you look at what they're expecting to win, and it looks like this year, you know, like I said, Pearl's getting all of the attention as well as West Point, and I understand that. Is Trent Hammond, I guess his crew is probably okay with that, right? Just let them keep getting the attention, and, hey, this will all sort itself out in the end.
Absolutely. I think what he wants to do is just take care of business in our region, get to the playoffs, and then do well there. Interesting thing about Tupelo, we had an interception tonight, a 32-yard return for a touchdown, but that's our 13th interception by 9 different players this year.
Wow. 13th interception by 9 different players. Now, that is saying something.
It really, really is. And of course, our running back, J-Rock Williams, he was 11 carries for 136 yards, 3 touchdowns. His long run was 53 yards tonight. He continues to produce. So both sides of the ball have been playing very well and have done so. And we expect that to continue. You know, we played South Haven next week. Then we go to South Panola, and that ought to tell us something.
Randy, congratulations again on the win tonight for Tupelo. And, look, we'll catch up and we'll talk soon. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Play-by-play voice for Tupelo, Randy McCoy.
Yeah, and he was mentioning let's see, I've lost it. Here it is. Horn Lake, he was mentioning Horn Lake. They won their 5th game. They've not lost. They beat DeSoto Central tonight on the road 43-14.
That's impressive.
So Horn Lake, you know, is kind of out there too. Yeah. So that's somebody else in the north that's having a strong season.
They really are. You know, we've seen other teams like DeSoto Central a couple years ago when they had Alan Lamar and a couple of players on that team. They made a run. Really challenged, you know, made it tough in that division, and now you're seeing teams like Horn Lake do that as well. So it's good to kind of pass the baton around and see some of these other schools stepping up.
Yeah, it really is, and you know, it's like I say, what was it, a couple of weeks ago that Horn Lake beat South Panola?
Yeah,
and it was the first time in like
since 1970
forever.
Yeah. You know, so 13 different players, Randy said, 9 interceptions for Tupelo. Or excuse me,
9 players with 13 interceptions.
I just got that backwards. Yeah, 9 different players, 13 interceptions. That's impressive.
Right,
I mean,
absolutely.
You talk about a ball-hawking defense, of course, led by Jet Johnson, arguably the best linebacker in the state. We'll have I believe the team's announced next week for the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star Games and the Menard-Blackwell game, which we probably have that. Well, if it's next week, we'll definitely have it here on the show. Mm-hmm. But Jet Johnson going to Wednesday of next week. Thank you, sir. Mr. Saxton just said it's Wednesday of next week, so we will have those rosters on the show.
We will be streaming it on phone.
Okay, so the announcements.
10 o'clock next Wednesday.
Okay, 10 o'clock next Wednesday, little production meeting here on air. Fanoto will be streaming the announcements on FNUTL.com, the announcements for the Team Mississippi, which will be played. Mississippi will play Alabama this year in Hattiesburg. And then, of course, the Menard-Blackwell game as well. We'll have those rosters out.
Okay. Sounds good.
So I'm looking forward to that, to seeing who's selected here and there. But Jet Johnson, without question, will be on that defense for Mississippi this year against Alabama. He'll be the heartbeat of that defense because he's the best linebacker in the state of Mississippi, and I don't even think it's close. Mm-hmm. And he's having a phenomenal year leading that Tupelo defense, which is going to be, boy, I tell you, tough to score on.
Well, it's really going to be interesting. You know, it always is to see things play out. But when you really get to the playoffs, it's going to be really interesting because there's going to be some tough matchups down the road.
You got any more scores? I know we're going to...
I do. This is one we haven't mentioned. Florence won their 5th game of the year tonight. They beat Richland pretty handily, 52-25. Shannon beat Caledonia 64-6. Have not mentioned that one before. Let's see if I can... Oh, yeah. Vicksburg, they got their first win of the year. They had been previously winless. Vicksburg beat Neshoba Central tonight 23-0. So that was their first win. So that was a good one to mention. And that looks like about it. We've got plenty of other scores we can talk about through the rest of the night.
Yeah, we got Kerry Metzler on the line. We're going to get to him right after the break. We got Annie Costable with the Clarion Ledger coming up, as well as We'll see what's going on in her neck of the woods. We've also got Jason Scarborough as well as Brian Eubank, the voice of J.A., the J.A. Raiders will be.
We got a lot to squeeze in that last 45 minutes.
We do. And a coach's corner with Drew Causey at Oak Grove, who ended up on the wrong end of the rivalry tonight. But Oak Grove still nonetheless a very good football team that you should expect to make the playoffs in 6A.
Yeah, they lost to Peddle tonight 41-37. It's fine there.
So Peddle continues. We had Mark Easley on and our number one and continues to get better and better each week, just like Peddle always does.
Right.
This is Friday Night Under the Lights. Of course, we're in the Wendy's Giant of the Week studio. And we're brought to you by the Mississippi Peanut Growers. Also, Shelter Insurance, back in just a minute.
Out here, away from it all, yeah, I can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a Junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a Giant!
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
To the Wendy's Giant of the Week studio, Jake Wimberly, George Broadstreet, Chris Saxton, Ty Bailey, and Steve Postman. Glad to be with you here on Friday Night Under the Lights. And, of course, we're on MPB Think Radio all over the state of Mississippi. As Russ says, if you're looking for MPB, start all the way on the left on your dial and just hit scan until you find it. And you can go literally, George, one end of the state to the other, listen to this show. I've done that before when we've been on the road traveling and had to go literally from the coast to North Mississippi before.
And you never miss a beat.
The only thing that I hated is I had a longer trip than you guys were on the air. So I ran out of Friday Night Under the Lights halfway through my trip. And I was like, what am I going to do now?
Yeah. Well, let's don't talk about expanding into past midnight. Let's don't do that.
Into the next day.
Yeah.
Hey, Kerry Metzler is on hold. And, of course, he has got a lot to talk about down in South Mississippi. Kerry, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. I'll be quick. I know you don't want to hear a play-by-play tonight, so quickly, Pickian wins tonight 56-14. They got three touchdowns from John Anderson, 3 touchdowns from Jarius Travis. Tide moves to 5-1 on the year. 2-0 in region play with the win tonight over West Harrison. I also have on the line with me tonight, Clay Sweet, who covers the Papaville Hornets for us. They had a big game tonight. 2 unbeaten teams playing up at Papaville. Clay.
Yeah, Papaville remains undefeated, which stretches their record out to 6-0. Had a big night once again from their senior tailback, Austin Bolton. Bolton carried it 23 times, guys, for 278 yards and 4 touchdowns. Austin, a key component in that wing T offense for this Papaville Hornets club. Now he's got 17 touchdowns, and he hasn't even touched it 100 times yet. Just 99 carries on the year with those 17 touchdowns and over 1,200 yards so far for Austin Bolton, the senior tailback in this Papaville offense.
Clay, I want to ask you about Papaville and Kerry. Then I got a big question on Picayune, who has a big game coming up here in the next few weeks. But, Clay, does it look like now, and we've been talking about other teams and other classifications separating themselves from the competition, is Poplarville now separated themselves from everyone else in, or starting to separate, let me frame it up that way, from everyone else in South 4A?
Well, Jake, you know, as a broadcaster, you can kind of look at other teams out the corner of your eye. I would say that if East Central on the other side of the coast down here wasn't doing what they're kind of doing. So it's kind of hard to say that in the South right now because East Central and 4A has played really good football. So I think it's Poplarville and East Central if you're looking at the South part of the state. And those may be the two best teams in 4A football at this point.
And Kerry, of course, when you talk about the Maroon Tide, they have a game we've been staring down with Wayne County. And, of course, they'll have a big one, with Hattiesburg coming up here in just a couple weeks. Is that correct?
That's correct. Next week we go play Stone, then Long Beach, and then Hattiesburg. A pretty tough stretch for Maroon Tide here in the next 3 weeks. Can't overlook Stone, even though Hattiesburg scored a lot of points against them tonight. Stone's got a really good football team. They'll be a huge challenge for us on the road next week. Hattiesburg will be 3 weeks from tonight.
And, you know, everybody's talking about West Point, rightfully so, in the north in 5A. But that South 5A, man, that thing, I mean, it's going to be like a battle royal once we hit playoffs, is it not?
I think it will be, Jack. I think just in our region alone, there's going to be a very good football team that's going to stay at home out of our region with Long Beach, Stone, Picayune, Hattiesburg, and Wayne County. Out of those teams, one of those teams is going to end up being at home. That's going to be a good football team, as I mentioned, won't be there. But, you know, look on the other side of that, you know, you got Laurel's going to always be contending with. Brookhaven's got a good football team this year from what I've seen. And it's going to be tough, 5A and 4A. Clay talked about East Central and the great job Seth Smith's done over there. So 4A and 5A this year in the South are going to be really tough for anybody to make it out of that and get all the way to state championship game.
Well, guys, thank you so much, as always, for the reports down there tonight. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll catch up and talk next week.
All right, guys. God bless you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Clay. Thanks Kerry. Appreciate it. All right, let's stay on the phones. Annie Costable, clarionledger.com. Also on Twitter, at Annie Costable, doing a great job covering high school sports and high school football in the state of Mississippi. Annie, good afternoon. How is your Friday?
It was great. I think it's a little later than afternoon, though, right now, guys.
Just about. Well, yeah, I guess you're right. Sometimes, you know, hey, when you get sometimes this point of night, you just lose track of time.
Fair enough.
So tell me what happened tonight, where you guys were focused on tonight.
I was at the Jackson Academy, Jackson Prep game, and I think it was a final score. The final score was a little bit different than what people expected. Prep won 37-7, and I think people expected, and I definitely expected, JA to hang in a little bit closer than that. I mean, when you're talking about the MAIS, though, and how and who has been able to hang around with Prep, no one has, but JA did the best in holding them to 37 points. No one's held them to under 40 besides JA and Forrest, and Forrest obviously isn't in the MAIS, so I mean, in that respect, it definitely was a better game than some of the other MAIS games against Jackson Prep. But again, it's just no one can compete with Prep, it seems like.
Yeah, that's interesting. We were talking about the MAIS earlier tonight, talking about how I believe, and this is unofficial on my end, 14 wins versus 7 losses, MAIS versus the MHSA this year. And when you look at the MAIS also, you're talking about the two teams you saw tonight from Prep and JA. Park Lane with a big win tonight over MRA. And then you got PCS. Boy, this upper, I guess you could say, the bigger classification in the MAIS, it is really, really strong this year.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that both Coach Blass and Coach Weems talked about, was just the parity in the MAIS this year. But, you know, I don't really think that's very accurate to say. I think it's Jackson Prep, and then I think it's everyone else. I think Jackson Prep, no question, is proving that really no one can stop them. And beneath that, of course, it's going to be competitive for who's going to be competing against Prep for that state championship. But, honestly, Jackson Prep is in a category all its own. And, a lot of people, when they're talking about Prep, talked about Jerrion Ely and Chance Lovertich on offense, and it's easy to see why when you have such an explosive offense. But when you're talking about Prep, you also have to acknowledge the super intense, tough defense that they have. They've held teams to, coming into tonight, 46 points in their first 6 games, and then tonight almost had the shutout. There were 4 minutes left, and JA got on the board. But, man, that defense does all it can to get their offense the ball, and they do a great job.
Well, Annie, tell me, have you guys decided where you're going to be next week?
I have not yet. But as soon as I do, I will tweet that out, because we'll, have our game week going early in the week. But I haven't quite decided. There's a few teams on my radar that I want to get out to, and so I haven't picked between each of them yet.
Well, look, I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you, as always, for all that you're doing there at the Clarion Ledger. Appreciate you guys being a part of the show. We'll catch up, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Annie Constable, Clarion Ledger, clarionledger.com.
Got some other scores that we have not given during the night. Pisgah beat Puckett 49-20. That's the 5th win of the year for Pisgah. LaFleur County and Winona, those were 2-4-2 teams. LaFleur County won that game 56-42 tonight, Jake. And also want to mention that West Marion beat Seminary 24-21. Jefferson Davis County, that's the old Bassville. They beat Tylertown tonight. Their 6th win of the year, 43-14, was a final there. So they're having a strong season in 3A.
Very, very interesting stuff there. Yeah, I'm looking. We need to dive more into 3A, and we will in our power rankings. We got a couple minutes here. Might as well do that right now.
And of course, now we're talking about this was the power rankings going into tonight.
Sure.
The top 5 in 6A was Pearl, followed by Hancock. Tupelo was number 3. Starkville was number 4. Madison Central was number 5. Looking at, let's see, I think all those teams won tonight. In 5A, it was Olive Branch, followed by West Point, Hattiesburg, Cleveland Central, and then Picayune. 4A, we had East Central as number 1, Greene County, Poplarville, Pontotoc, and that would round out those. So that's 4. The 5th one would be Louisville. And in 3A, Yazoo County, North Panola, number 2, Jefferson Davis County, number 3, Forest, number 4, and South Pontotoc, number 5.
Now, you said, you caught my attention, Hancock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We haven't talked a lot about Hancock.
We haven't talked a lot about Hancock. They beat St. Martin tonight, 49-24. They're now 5-1. And again, and to be honest with you, to get into the analytics of this, it's a little hard kind of looking at this, but I think, they had a pretty good point differential. I think their schedule's been pretty difficult. And again, they, when I say they, Dave and Will are really counting strongly, like who they've played, like the classification that they've played. And I don't have their schedule here in front of me, but I think their schedule strength has been pretty strong,
and
that's why.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, in Region 4, in 6A, we've talked about this a lot, Region 4, still always, as I say always, they have been trying to come back for quite a while, as far as to get back on the map, as far as 6A football.
Right.
They're 5-1 right now, Hancock. And coming into tonight, I mean, most every other team was either below 500 or right at 500. So Hancock has a chance now to really grab Region 4 by the horns, so to speak, and become that number one seed off the coast in 6A, right there with Pearl. Now, what happens when the playoff hits, we'll see.
Right.
But Hancock right now, I thought that was interesting.
It is interesting.
In the power rankings to be high.
It is interesting. And, of course, you know, we could, you know, just look at this. I think it makes a lot more, you know, it's much more relevant now than it was a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
I think a couple of weeks from now, it'll be more relevant. Interesting to talk about how all that's put together.
All right, this is Friday Night Under the Lights. We'll be back in just a bit. We're on MPB Think Radio. Jake Wimberly, George Broadstreet. Right back with you in just a bit.